Hey there, I'm Derek Wells, and I'm the host of Why Not You podcast. I'm a coach, speaker, and mentor, but it wasn't always like this. I had to grow myself before I could grow others. I started this podcast to inspire those who have amazing ideas to be intentional and proactive in discovering who they are and to take massive action to develop a plan to exploit those gifts. I'll take you on a journey to meet some extraordinary individuals who have incorporated systems and habits into their lives to reach personal fulfillment. You will feel empowered to take action to become the best version of yourself. Welcome to Why Not You. Hey, this is another episode of Why Not You, and I am your host, D. Wells, coming to you live from the Why Not You studios. Hey, man, it was a great week. It was a great week, and we're doing a lot of things. Ramping up on this newsletter that's going to start coming out. So I'm definitely excited about that. But let's get into this. This is one thing I believe that a lot of people need to work on. You got to get out of that comfort zone and just really realize, man, who you are and what you were made to do. And so, man, we're going to get it kicked off. And I want to start it off with this quote by none other Mr. Christopher Reeve, who was Superman. Y'all know Superman. He said, "What makes Superman a hero is not that he has power, but that he has the wisdom and maturity to use the power wisely." From an acting point of view, that's how I approach the part. And that is, when you just think about that, he just lets you know right off the gate that you have everything you need. You've been given the ability to overcome challenges, adversity. And once you actually do, use what you have in a mature way. Use it to benefit you, benefit others. Use that power to grow yourself. Because you have everything right here. But everything you need is within you. But for whatever reason, you're not tapping into it. That source of power is God in your mindset. It's God in your mindset. Two powerful entities, you know, that has ability to transform your life into a life driven by purpose, passion, and power. Where you are no longer settling. Now you're operating in a way that you've never operated before. You are a new person, probably unrecognizable even to yourself because of the transformation. And you no longer have this self-limiting belief or self-limiting behaviors of yourself. That's what I like with Paul said. He said, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Now, all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. That means the slate is clean and you are like new. You can start over. He finishes up by saying, "Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ. One, we are new creatures. Two, old things have passed away. Three, all things have become new. Four, we are ambassadors for Christ." Man, Paul uses this word reconciled 5 times. He's emphasizing the significance of unification, coming together, connecting basically, and reestablishing those relationships after a disagreement. But we need to be able to be in a place also where we can actually put our own egos aside so we can actually connect and reestablish what we need to reestablish for the common good of humanity, right? And it just shows like what, how God reconciled himself with us through Christ. We were given the ministry of reconciliation, and Christ God was reconciling the word to himself and trusting the message, which is the gospel of reconciliation to us. And now we are being reconciled to God as ambassadors. And when you look at just what an ambassador is, you know, to be an ambassador is a privilege, especially in this sense, because we are God's ambassadors. And the ambassadors are to function as representative of a ruling authority or sovereign ruler or authority to another. And they can, you know, they're the ones who actually, you know, going out coordinating activities with other dignitaries to work on methods to establish peace. You know, it's an ambassador is an accredited diplomat basically sent to or sent by a country or its official representative to a foreign country representing his own government. And that lets you know that you have a lot of power within you, and you really don't even realize it yet. I mean, you are sent out here to do whatever your assignment is. The crazy thing about just being an ambassador is that they actually have full immunity, where they can commit any crime without being prosecuted. They are protected very well. Now, I wouldn't take that literally, because you are not ambassador of the United States or whatever country you're living in. So just don't go out there doing silly things, thinking that you have immunity, thinking that you're just going to go over there. I can just imagine somebody going to another country or just within here, you know, the United States or their local city, going in a store and be like, you know what? Man, I sure need some of this deodorant because I forgot to pack some. So I'm just going to take this deodorant stick, put it in a bag real quick. Hey, y'all can't stop me because I got immunity. So jump back, Jack. No, it doesn't work like that.
But being an ambassador, you know, it involves a few things.
One, being commissioned for a special assignment. Two, representing that sender. Three, exercising that authority of the sender. However, not everybody is cut out initially to be an ambassador. It's going to take some work, because you have to remember, in order to be an ambassador in this sense that we're talking about, not the worldly sense, but in the spiritual sense, now you have to be reliable. You have to have a positive attitude, being skilled at conversation. You know, because you have to communicate with others, enjoy talking with people, and also being a quick thinker, because you're gonna have to make some decisions that affect not only you, but people in your environment. Paul, when he's talking about this, man, he recognizes himself as a Christ spokesman. You know, he didn't act on his own authority, but under the commission of a greater power and authority who sent him, who is Jesus. Now Paul therefore understood himself to be divinely authorized to announce to the world God's terms of peace. And as an ambassador, man, we represent God's kingdom, just like Paul, to reconcile mankind back to God and to live in an environment where we must rely upon him just to sustain us mentally and physically while listening to his direction. And we also must know when he speaks, being able to be in a place, man, where you can actually discern so you can move while relying on the Holy Spirit and just know that we're taken care of. Because all this has to do with being in a place where now you can operate utilizing the gifts and the talents that you actually have that represents God. Like I said, we're an ambassador. So you've been commissioned to do something huge. And so as spiritual beings, just know that in Genesis, I mean, you are made of dirt, living under God's kingship, where the rules and laws have been established for thousands of years. As ambassador of God and for God in his kingdom, man, we must live out our lives proclaiming God's truths, his laws, his values, and morals, while incorporating some of your own, and share that love and his story as it pertains to each one of us. What has God put in your heart to give to the world? And being an ambassador, are you representing something larger than you? Representing your family, representing your friends, representing what you stand for, your own morals and values. Man, we just take that to heart and jot down some of the things that are close to your heart, that represents you, that means you, that when somebody looks at you, that you want them to be like, okay, D. Wells, he represents life, influence. He's sharing. He's speaking for God, representing God, touching people's lives. He's a person of integrity. He's honest. He has ideas and dreams that he wants to share with other people and help them do the same thing. That's what I want people to think. What are some of the things that you have deep down in your heart that represents you? Because God has given each one of us, you know, different gifts and talents and personalities to connect with other people in an authentic way, which adds value to them. So this makes us very unique and allows us to be ourselves from our core in order to share genuinely and confidently. And that's the thing you want to do, man. Be in a place where you can actually operate within yourself, just being authentic, being your true self. So let's I'm over here stuttering, getting all excited. You know that. Let's think about the purpose, the passion, and the power that I mentioned earlier, the three P's. You know, we don't have to try to be someone we aren't when we talk with. Or walk in purpose. Just be your authentic selves. What are the passions that you need to develop? What is your purpose and why you exist? And how are you going to use that superpower to influence others? So now that you know who you are and you're working on, you're that renewed person who is also an ambassador. Hold your head up high and take hold of your newness. God has put some ideas in your mind and has given you a vision of what your life is supposed to be. Our future is God's history, and it was set in motion prior to your existence. And just know that you are destined for greatness. And being an ambassador, man, it's challenging yourself to follow through on the ideas and visions, being methodical, taking risks, and having faith in God. While following through on the ideas God has placed in your heart that will help you and others. You know, it's using what you have that brings people together to unify, provoke thinking to become better, to serve, and to be a resource to enhance other people's lives. You know, we could go on and on and on. I'm just throwing some thoughts and ideas out there to get you to think. Also, myself, as I'm talking, just kind of coming up with different things what are some other ways where you can actually influence people? I mean, social media is big. You got YouTube. I just remember when YouTube was existing. I'm like, what is this? But it's it's a way that people could share a message or an idea to attract other peoples and to get them to think outside the box and create opportunity. So with your new self and in that power that you have, what are you going to do? How are you going to use that to bless others? One of the things stated was no longer living in the past. That past is the past. Today is today. And the present is what we should focus on becoming better. at least 1% better than yesterday. And the future is tomorrow, next week, next month, next year that we should plan and prepare for. And study someone great, incorporate those systems and habits into your lives. I bet they actually had some challenges, but within them, man, they knew that they had everything they need to be successful. They didn't allow outside distractions to deter their walk and what it was that they were trying to achieve, no matter what they heard, because they know and they knew who they were. They knew that they had that ambassador mindset, that spirit. They knew who they represented. Now God has cleaned us and made us new through Jesus. Yeah. Now you must change your mindset and believe you are worthy of a new person, who you are, that you are, and what you were created to be. It says we were reconciled to Jesus. So it's not healthy. It's not healthy to meditate on the past, but use it to remember where you came from. Use it as a testimony to share what you've done, where you come from, along with the challenges that you overcame. Everybody's gone through something. Everybody's endured some kind of hardship. But sometimes that belief, that faith, because they stay in the moment, they stay in this brokenness. You've been reconciled. You are a new person. You are a new creature and have become new. Just remember that. Let that be your mantra. I am new, challenging myself daily to overcome, be the best person, be the best version of myself. Let that be your mantra. Don't be critical of yourself and others, because everyone is growing and everybody grows at a different pace, but still growing. You are an ambassador with the power and influence to change. Represent that. Represent the baddest person alive. You know what I'm saying? The one who actually gives you the power. The one who intervenes when you need direction and it intercedes to God on your behalf. When you just don't have the words to express your concern or the energy to move on, press forward. Man, let your faith be bigger than your fear. Define your purpose while working on your relationship with God to be a dynamic ambassador. Not just some regular ambassador, but be dynamic, where people remember what you stood for because you took the chance to bet on yourself and have faith to live outside of yourself. So remember who you are and who you represent. Anything that God instructs you to do or places in your heart to do was done for a reason. To bring glory to Him through your actions and touch other people's lives to inspire them to move forward. Absolutely. That's what I have for y'all today, ladies and gentlemen. This is your host, D. Wells. Remember, we cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. We cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. We cannot become what we need if we remain where we are. Let your faith be bigger than you and your fear. And remember, you are created and reconciled to God. You have been renewed, and you are an ambassador that represents. You represent the one, the only creator, the one who created you. A round of applause to you for listening to another episode of Why Not You. And I just ask that you help me to grow others and spread this good news, just valuable information to other people, and by subscribing and following Why Not You. If you've done something extraordinary and what you've learned through the process could be valuable to helping others reach personal fulfillment, hey, please go to the Why Not You website or Instagram page and contact me to be a guest on Why Not You. Hey, y'all have a blessed week. This is your host, D. Wells.